WTOW News Time is 7:06. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A&M students, employees, and friends of Bowen Lofton gathered yesterday at a reception recognizing the departing president. Comments from Dr. Lofton included the importance of social media in knowing how the university looks through the eyes of students.
Can you imagine the power of that? To know exactly what's bothering them. What's their joy today? What's going on? That's wonderful.
For example, Lofton's Twitter account, Aggie Prez, has more than 30,000 followers. Lofton also talked about the process of moving out of two homes as he and his wife, Karen, relocate to the University of Missouri.
Now we're going to sell a house. If I want to buy a house, we have one for sale. It's a nice house on the 14th fairway of traditions. So you can walk out your back door and golf.
Lofton also says once he's finished at Missouri, he'll go home to Aggieland to die, but not right away, of course. All the comments from the reception are online at WTAW.com. Tomorrow morning, the A&M Regents may name an interim president of the flagship campus. A&M's Faculty Senate Executive Committee, which supports the Chancellor's Presidential Search Advisory Committee, wants an interim selected who is either a senior faculty member or one of the university's well-respected deans. The statement released by Faculty Senate Speaker Walter Daugherty says this would maintain the integrity of the independence of a new permanent president and reinforce that we're serious about leadership that will be respected both inside our university and among our peers. The entire statement can be read online at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, the Austin American-Statesman reports University of Texas President Bill Powers still has his job. This follows a closed-door meeting of the UT Board of Regents, which ended with no action after Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa recommended that Powers stay in office. Sigueroa told the Regents that relations between the system and the university leader remain strained, but he said he was committed to working with Powers to resolve their problems and to move ahead. A former pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Center in College Station who grew up in Bryan has been promoted. Michael Siss has been named Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of San Angelo by Pope Francis. A 1978 graduate of Bryan High School, Siss spent his longest term of service at St. Mary's from 1992 through 2005, and he's looking forward to meeting Aggies in West Texas.
Midland, Odessa, Fort Stockton, Abilene. I really look forward to connecting to those Aggies who live in these new places.
Siss was preparing to spend the rest of his life in Austin when the call came from the Vatican.
And I never had any idea that I would be moving to West Texas or to become a bishop. But I'm going to say yes to it and embrace it and ask for God's help in doing it.
Siss will be ordained and installed next month. He will lead churches in a 29-county area of West and Central Texas, covering an area the size of the state of Indiana. The College Station City Council approved the sale of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center to be turned into a $40 million mixed-use development. Dan Leverett of PM Realty Group in Houston says it features housing that is not intended for college students.
We're extremely interested in the trend that is going on here in Houston, the stranded spouse syndrome, that a lot of the professors would get a job here at A&M and then they would buy a home in the Woodlands, and whoever had the university position here would be going back and forth. So that continues to this day. And we start bringing this kind of vibrancy in these micro-urban villages into College Station and bringing the sense of place that will keep those people here.
In addition to five floors of housing and three floors of parking, plans call for a new location of the Republic along with another restaurant, other retail, and a park. Subject to passing inspection, the developer would close on the sale next June, and the project would be completed by March of 2017. While Congress is headed towards passage of new federal budgets, there's more on the plate before adjourning for the holidays. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says one thing is the reimbursement doctors receive from Medicare.
The sustainable growth rate component of Medicare is getting ready to expire and at the end of this year, and that means that our doctors will have a, and the healthcare providers will have, somewhere between a 20 to 25% cut to the benefits they're receiving from Medicare.
The House has passed an extension of the Farm Bill until the end of January, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says they will not approve it. Some had feared without the extension, milk prices would rise, but the Agriculture Secretary has assured Congress that will not happen before the end of January. And two Texas fracking fields, the Eagle Ford and the Klein Shale, are on pace to produce more oil alone next year than several OPEC nations. Petroleum economist Thomas Tunstall told the South Texas Energy and Economic Roundtable that claims by environmental groups that fracking is responsible for problems ranging from air pollution to earthquakes are based more on ideology than on science.
Fracturing itself has not been demonstrated by any study I've seen to cause earthquakes. It appears to be a function of overpressurizing the injection wells.
Tunstall says Eagle Ford employment now sits at 116,000. Oil production is now at 650,000 barrels per day and is expected to climb to more than a million next year. Oil and gas exploration is credited with a boom to the state treasury. Comptroller Susan Combs reports there's an extra $2.5 billion in unspent revenue. She told lawmakers the rainy day fund should have a balance of about $8 billion by the end of 2015. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. If you're looking for a gift for an Aggie fan, then stop by our showroom and check out our fun Aggie rugs. From football-shaped entry rugs to officially licensed A&M rugs, these are perfect for football season, boys' rooms, man caves, and high school grads. You can also pick out a luxurious new carpet to warm up your home for the holidays, or get a head start on renovations with the newest kitchen and bath trends. At Zwirneman Flooring, located at Boonville and Wildflower Drive, give us a call at 776-2800.
If you're a Texas A&M graduate or for whatever reason you want to return to Bryan College Station and make it your home, but you're looking for a home builder, let me suggest that you visit WillisHomesTX.com. WillisHomesTX.com. And you'll find out about Chris and Clint Willis and Willis Custom Homes and what they can do for you. You'll see examples of the work that they've done all over the Brazos Valley. They've done work for me. Let me talk to you about one particular thing, and that's the punch list. You know what that is? When the project is done, there's always a list of things that you need to have them come back in and take care of. What happens if you've got a builder where they get to those items on the punch list before you ever present it to them? Because that's exactly what happened to me. Putting together a list, and they had folks back over to take care of those things before I put the list together. So if that's the kind of builder you're looking for, plus the fact that going in, they'll show you their unique approach. They put together a line item description that shows you the materials, the labor, and the profit that's built into those bids so you know exactly what it's going to cost you. You know exactly what you're going to get. If that's the kind of builder that you're looking for, then get in touch with Willis Custom Homes. Again, the website to visit is WillisHomesTX.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit NormandyTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Enter 2014 measuring joy, not in the number of breaths you take, but in the number of Messina Hoff wines you taste. December 31st is a Midnight in Paris dinner dance party at Messina Hoff. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. Come celebrate life with us.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:15. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Rain at times today. Temperatures near 55 degrees this afternoon. The rain tapers off tonight. Some breaks will develop in the clouds. Lows will drop down to 45. For tomorrow, we'll see clouds in the increase. I think our highs will probably get up to about 55 tomorrow afternoon. Turns partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 35. During the day Sunday, we'll see abundant sunshine. Temperatures on Sunday, somewhere between 50 and 55, so it's the better of the two weekend days. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's nice that there is a better of the weekend days. We didn't have that last weekend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. In sports action, head football coach Kevin Sumlin gets a sweet new deal from the Board of Regents, and Johnny Football's talking NFL. We've got the results from last night from the Home Depot College Football Awards, the NFL, and more, and we'll do that before... Be about 7:52. I hear dulcet tones.
Oh, sure. Of course. One of the all-time favorites out there.
Why do I have a feeling this is not actually Little Drummer Boy?
Well, it might not be.
Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get
some socks, and some tiny BVDs, but I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise?
I mean, it's like regifting to the same person over and over again. No, just saying something different.
Said my wife to our neighbors across the street. I think we got this last year. What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant, in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. Said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
This is just exactly what I want.
This is just exactly what I want.
Just as much as last year.
Didn't I get this last year? I forget what this guy's name is. He used to be on like, I don't know. He sang in the Broadway play about the magic coat of many colors thing. I don't know the guy's name.
Joseph of the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah, I forget who he is.
Okay, we talked about the goofy sign language guy, right?
We did.
Okay, this is a cool story. This little girl, both of her parents are deaf, and they didn't know, the parents didn't know she was going to do it, and I'm just playing the music in the background because it's the kids singing.
Okay.
She signs the whole song so they know what they're singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's really sweet.
And she knows what she was doing, too.
And the mother joked that the daughter's a better interpreter than the guy at the Nelson Mandela
Memorial.
Maybe
they should have paid her $85.
Yeah. How old was this kid?
Kindergarten.
Yeah, I could do that. I don't know if you... Did you hear this morning on the Dow Jones report? Probably really good news if you have to fly, that even though it's okay to do it, the FAA is not going to allow cell phone conversations while you're in the air.
Good, because I don't want to hear about someone's indigestion Uncle Tommy's toupee.
At what point did they actually pay attention? Did the government look at this and go, you know, we probably ought not do this? Because it's annoying enough that we get to hear people's conversations anyway when we're just generally in a crowd.
Right.
Or but riding on a subway.
But if that Mozon... Well, I don't ride on a subway a whole lot.
Or on
a
bus.
But that Mozon is sitting right next to me for my two-hour flight, and I'm going to have to hear about all these things. Pretty smart idea.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to the government for doing that. That's a good
They're one for 3,677 this
good
year.
For that, yes, not bad at all. And also, by the way, just in case you didn't know, in case you missed it last hour, the president has won the award for telling the best lie all year long. That's right. He's the one who told. I don't know if you remember or not. He said, "If you like your health care, you get to keep your health care." So, once again, congratulations. He didn't make Person of the Year. The Pope got that from Time Magazine.
Somebody got something.
But he got to at least tell the lie of the year. So good for him.
I know this isn't the political segment, but have you seen they're talking about cutting down on the senatorial and House paintings?
The number of paintings within those
they're getting paintings of themselves.
They
get
oil paintings of the senators and congressmen every year, and they're upwards of $50,000+ per painting. So now a bipartisan, a couple senators got together and said, we need to probably like limit this to $20,000 and just the order of succession to the White House from now on.
Or how about not at all?
I agree.
How about not at all?
I agree.
Yeah, if you want to get it for yourself, go commission some art studio.
Yeah, I mean, that probably puts somebody out of work, and I'm really sorry about that, but yeah, who would care? So now, are your kiddos bringing things home from Christmas, for school from Christmas, little projects that they made?
Yes.
Macaroni angels?
No, I just made a gingerbread with my daughter to take back to school, as a matter of fact.
Did you now? Well, they're doing
gingerbread girl.
Yeah, the other way around, in Orange County, California, at the Irvine Research Ranch Conservancy, during the holiday season, they're full of Christmas spirit. For instance, at 9 o'clock this morning, children will gather to make Christmas ornaments inspired by animal droppings that they found in the woods. That's right.
Duty ornaments?
They'll be using clay to make the palm-sized ornaments based on the droppings that they found. They won't actually bring the droppings home.
Well, we always knew California was full of BS.
Well, yeah. Spokesperson for the ranch says it's a great way to identify animals, since various species have different kinds of poopies.
Scat ornaments, really.
And even the same species can have different poopies, depending on whether they ate vegetation or another animal.
Or had some sort of problem.
Mom, look, I found some duty that has bones in it. So, just saying.
Oh.
So that's one
Dad
way to celebrate.
Walks in and goes, holy...
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right. On a different subject, let's say that you hate to be in the kitchen, because there are women who do that. They do hate to be in the kitchen. Excuse me. There are men who hate to be in the kitchen, too.
That is correct.
But what if you really would like to make some sort of homemade goodies for somebody, but since you're scared to be in the kitchen, we have for you BakersRoyale.com. They have conjured up some two-ingredient treats that will make it easy for you. So here you go. You start off by lining an 8x8 pan with parchment or wax paper, okay? Borrow some from your neighbor who cooks, leaving a 1-inch overhang on the side. Then you melt 10 ounces of Ghirardelli white chocolate chips. Don't eat any of them. In a double boiler or a microwave on low. You cool it for 5 minutes in a heat-proof bowl. Then you stir in a half dozen chopped Oreos, okay? Spread it over the mixture. Put it in there, and you spread it out right like that, and you let it cool off for 10 minutes, then you cut it up, and you have cookies and cream Oreo bark. Is that
nice.
Easy or what?
Yum.
So anybody who wants to do that and bring it here, that'll be just fine.
Yeah.
We'd love that. It'd be just fine.
If you give me the recipe after the show, I'll make sure you get some.
Did we have this story? It says it happened in Texas. Of no jail time for a 16-year-old who killed 4 people in drunk driving incidents?
Yes, yes. He got, what's it called, probation.
Yeah.
For having affluenza.
10 years probation. The guy's name is Ethan Couch. Do we know where this happened in Texas?
Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth, okay. Now, did you hear what Kevin just said?
Fort Worth?
No. Yeah, he said that. Affluenza. Affluenza, what this is, and apparently it is a real psychological condition.
No, that was not recognized by anybody.
No.
You're so rich you have problems?
Yeah, no, you're so rich that you don't know right from wrong.
That's ridiculous.
Parents never went to the trouble of explaining to Ethan that he shouldn't do these things. Again, he's 16 years old. The defense was that he was a victim of his parents' wealth and privilege, in that he never had to face any consequences.
Mm.
And a psychologist testified that Ethan had, quote, freedoms no young person should have. Okay, he's one of many, but that's another story.
Right.
Freedoms that no young person should have. And he estimated that Ethan has the emotional age of a 12-year-old.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently 5 civil wrongful death suits are pending against his family. That could total tens of millions of dollars. And Couch's so what they're going to do is they're going to send him to a counseling center.
I need counseling from Mr. Wooden Spoon about 10 years ago.
$300,000.
This
and
says
it's
five.
Like a $500,000.
Yeah.
And it's like at a beach resort.
Hello.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh for years had a parody PSA about affluenza.
Yeah.
I guess some enterprising lawyer picked up on that.
I guess that's it. Hello.
Easy solution. Put his parents in jail forever.
Like
that was one of the considerations.
Hello.
Well, that makes my mind up for me. I'm going to send my kids' inheritance.
There's the tipping point right there. You weren't exactly sure what
now
you were going to do.
Now I know.
Now you're going to go do that. Oh, the world we live in.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to uncork when I saw that yesterday.
The big TV news story, Lorne Michaels and his company are deciding to hold showcases for Saturday Night Live for black female comedians. Black female comedians and black female comedians only, because there's been some suggestion that there aren't enough black female comedians on Saturday Night Live. So, there you go. Just remember that, okay? Just so we can all be balanced and fair. 7:26.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. St. Nicholas, or Santa Claus, wasn't very well known until the Christmas of 1822. In New York City, Professor Clement Clark Moore wrote a simple little Christmas poem for his children. You know it as, "'Twas
the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring."
Then Thomas Nast, an artist for Harper's Weekly, used Professor Moore's vivid description of St. Nicholas and drew the Santa we all know today, complete with his bright red suit and round belly, coming down the chimney and the sack full of toys. Santa took almost 4,000 years to evolve, but he's here to stay now. And speaking of Santa, only 11 days to go. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by GEICO. This holiday season, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, we've got a little bit of rain today, about an 80% chance of the showers, and they'll get here probably afternoon is the way that it looks, and they really are out to the west and northwest of us right now. 57 will be our high temperature, then a 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of about 45 degrees. Then tomorrow, sunshine, but kind of breezy. Look for a high temperature, probably about 54 degrees. Now, we'll have a freeze tomorrow night and the night after that. And after that, it looks like no freezes for a little while. And in fact, if you want to peek ahead to Tuesday, we're going to have a high of 66. Again, right now, it's 44.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Wednesday, Kathleen Sebelius showed up at a congressional hearing on Obamacare, and there were a few moments of mild confrontation, but overall it was pretty tame. The Democrats praised Obamacare as a sparkling success. They read tear-soaked letters from people grateful somebody else was finally paying for their birth control and their insurance. Committee Republicans tried in vain to get truthful answers out of her. The real news was made in the wee hours of the morning, long before the hearing started. Under the cover of darkness, Ms. Sebelius released an announcement, which she repeated during her opening statement. The big news? Secretary Sebelius ordered an inspector general to review how Obamacare got botched. The IG will examine management, pay, and performance issues. She's also hiring a new chief risk officer at the Medicare agency to make sure that technology programs work. And she ordered her entire department to be retrained on best practices for hiring outside contractors. She said, "I believe strongly in the need for accountability and in the importance of being good stewards of taxpayer dollars." The crock. She acts like an innocent bystander. It's as if she isn't part of the management team that mismanaged this whole thing and wasted hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. As for accountability, it's not going to come from Kathleen Sebelius or Obama or any other Democrat. It's going to happen. Accountability on Election Day.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
For those of us aging, the last thing we want to think about is our mortality. But what we also don't think about is the fact that, without planning, our loved ones will be the ones left with all the expenses we leave behind. The good news is that eFinancial can help you find the best guaranteed issue life insurance out there to help cover those final expenses. Guaranteed Issue Life offers just the right amount of coverage to ease the burden of hospital bills, funeral expenses, and other debts left behind. And with eFinancial, there are no medical questions or exams, no lengthy applications. And the best part? It's guaranteed. Even if you've been turned down before, don't leave your family hanging. Call eFinancial at 1-800-394-6400 to see if Guaranteed Issue Life Insurance is for you. That's 1-800-394-6400. Call 1-800-394-6400. Not all products are available in all states. Terms and conditions will depend on policy issued. Applications and the rates charged are subject to underwriting approval. All carriers offering life insurance coverage with eFinancial LLC have a current rating of A- or better from AM Best.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Boardwalk Spa and Nail Salon, where gift cards are available to please everyone on your Christmas list. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The next Catholic bishop to serve West and Central Texas has roots in Bryan and College Station. Michael Siss is a Bryan High graduate and spent more than 13 years ministering at St. Mary's in College Station. Siss accepted the call from Pope Francis to lead the Diocese of San Angelo.
First of all, I thought that it might have been somebody playing a joke on me, like faking the accent, like the apostolic delegate from Washington, D.C. But after a while, it became clear that he was the real guy, and it was serious.
A priority in his new assignment is building relationships with other churches.
Because Catholics are probably about 10% of the population in West Texas. Relationships of cooperation and mutual understanding.
Siss will be moving from Austin, where he has held several roles over the last 7 years. His ordination and installation in San Angelo will be at the end of next month. More apartments are coming to University Drive and College Station, but they won't be student housing. The $40 million project that will replace Chimney Hill Shopping Center includes 5 floors of housing. Dan Leverett of PM Realty Group says their market consists of professionals and families.
We're aiming this multifamily at the pharma companies, the oil companies that have interest in the areas, the professors, as we talk about, the stranded spouse.
Another feature is a park area.
It's a sense of place for people to go after they eat, get out of their cars, walk around and enjoy the evening. For those residents that would be lucky enough to live here, they can go and eat and enjoy this also.
Leverett says they're negotiating with 2 restaurants, one being the new home of the Republic and the other a fast casual chain. The development also includes 3 floors of parking. The College Station City Council approved the land sale last night, with closing set for next June and completing the project in March of 2017. In Austin, University of Texas President Bill Powers still has his job. The Austin American-Statesman reports the UT Board of Regents came out of a closed-door meeting yesterday without taking action to change Powers' employment status. UT Chancellor Francisco Siguroya made public his recommendation that Powers stay in office and told Regents he was committed to working with Powers to resolve their problems. In the meantime, the Speaker of the Faculty Senate at A&M has issued a statement ahead of tomorrow's Board of Regents meeting where an interim president could be named. Walter Daugherty says the Faculty Senate's Executive Committee wants the Regents to consider, according to the statement, any of our well-respected deans or senior faculty. Daugherty says the choice of the interim and the selection process has the potential either to reinforce the current presidential search or to undercut it. The Faculty Senate supports the current efforts being taken by the Chancellor's Search Advisory Committee, adding that it is vital that process not be undermined. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the complete statement. Meanwhile, A&M President Bowen Lofton was thanked by representatives of student and staff organizations during a reception yesterday. Lofton also had the opportunity to review history and his place in it.
Toughness is part of our fabric, and change part of our fabric, too. Leaders have come and gone. The place has still done well. So I've had my moment here at Texas A&M with you, and I've cherished that.
Lofton says he'll be returning following his work at Mizzou.
I said to them, I'll certainly find the point where I need to leave the chancellorship of the University of Missouri, and I'll go home to Aggieland to die. And I meant that. Not right away, of course.
You can hear all the comments from the reception online at WTAW.com. If Congress doesn't pass an extension of Medicare benefits before the end of the year, Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien says doctors and other health care providers will see cuts of at least 20%.
Historically, Congress has always passed a short-term patch to try to stop those cuts for a certain period of time, either a few months or a year or whatever. To me, we need to eliminate the SGR and have a long-term fix for that. But the SGR should be on the table this week as well.
In the meantime, another extension of the Farm Bill has been passed by the House amid fears of increases in milk prices. The Agriculture Secretary had said that wouldn't happen before the end of January, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said they will not pass an extension. And a new tuberculosis test could help stop the spread of the disease, and it was developed by researchers at the A&M Health Science Center. It produces results in under an hour rather than weeks and catches the disease before it becomes contagious. Professor Jeff Cirillo led the team.
One-third of the world's population has tuberculosis, so it remains the second most frequent cause of death due to infectious diseases worldwide.
The test will be available overseas first, probably within the next 18 months. Last year, more than 1,200 cases of tuberculosis were reported in Texas. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Boardwalk Spa and Salon. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Jewelry and Coin Exchange Retirement Liquidation Sale is still going on. They're offering further reductions of up to 70% off. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, their everyday prices are lower than sale prices at other stores. Now that the Jewelry and Coin Exchange is liquidating wall-to-wall, their prices are even lower. You'll find beautiful gold and diamond jewelry, sterling silver, and fashion jewelry in all the most popular styles. Their beautiful globes, handmade with semi-precious gemstones, would make a great graduation or Christmas gift. They've got a great selection of their number one seller, diamond ear studs, from tiny to 4 carats. You'll find the perfect gift at prices that can't be beat. They've got gold and silver bullion for a great investment gift. So hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for the retirement liquidation sale. Going on now. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange, located on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. Open extended hours Monday through Friday 10 to 7 and Saturdays 10 to 4.
You've heard of concierge medicine in national news programs. This new model of primary care is gaining popularity due to its quality results and unmatched patient convenience. Now it's available to you locally with MyMDBCS. MyMDBCS is a primary care, retainer-based practice serving the Bryan-College Station area, and it's the first of its kind in our region. Dr. Lon Young and Dr. Andy Wilson, board-certified in emergency medicine, created MyMDBCS in order to provide a high-quality, personal experience to a smaller number of patients. With MyMDBCS, you'll have direct access to your doctor 24/7 by cell, text, or email. Flexible hours, no office wait times, and appointments when you need them. Enrollment's limited. Call today to learn more about the benefits of truly personalized care. It's more affordable than you think. Call 209-0458 or visit MyMDBCS.com. MyMDBCS, like a doctor in the family.
Good morrow to thee, friend.
Good morrow to you. What job positions are you applying for?
Bookkeeper, forklift operator, IT specialist, radiation tech, VP of sales and plumber, my fair lady.
You're qualified for all those jobs?
I'm a thespian, an actor, a man of many faces.
Those free online list sites are great when looking for a couch, an apartment, or a party clown.
What are you really qualified to do?
Juggle chainsaws.
But when you need a qualified local employee, you need AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And a fire dancer, observe.
Long name, amazing results.
All right, guys, I called this man meeting to order. Look, the ladies run off and have their meetings in the privacy of the ladies' room. We're going to do it right here out in the open. First, whether you blew it or not last Christmas, because her mother said you did, I have a wrench to fix this nut. Boardwalk Spa. This place has everything a lady wants. Manicures, pedicures, that's for her feet, by the way. Facials and massages, even shopping, because it's more than just a spa. Spend your money wisely and get a gift card. You can't screw that up. BoardwalkSpa.com, 260-7726.
740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them about their fall promotion. Get up to $2,000 off select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
A developing low-pressure system will be responsible for some periods of rain today. Highs very close to 55 this afternoon. Rain ends tonight. A few breaks may develop. Lows overnight near 45. We'll certainly see more clouds than we do sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures around 55. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night with lows near 35. During the day Sunday, we'll see lots of sunshine and highs are going to be anywhere from 50 to 55 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm excited about the game. I said we wouldn't talk about me or my future because I am going to have that meeting with Bill and with Steve Patterson.
Right after the... Alamo Bowl. That's Mac Brown talking about his future at the University of Texas. Kevin, someone's future has been locked in concrete, at least until the year 2019 by the A&M System Board of Regents. And we'll sit down with Johnny Football, who talked to the media about his future here as well. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you in about 10 minutes.
You know, get that cut ready again. You know, one of the great things about satellite distribution and really just the whole technology of telephony is that you can get audio quality that is just outstanding. I mean, we can get messages sent from here to there that are digital, that sound wonderful.
Right.
We, this little radio station that we have, can take these little box units that are, you know, the size of two cigar boxes to any place in America, hook up to an existing phone line, and have studio quality. Yet when it's time to get audio from the greatest football coach of all time...
Ever!
Hit it.
I'm excited about the game. I said we wouldn't talk about me or my future.
What is that buzz in the background?
I don't know, but if you'll notice in one of the public service announcements that we run, it sounds the same way.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Is that from the Alamo Bowl? Is that where we got that?
Actually, I got that from the Associated Press.
Really? Well, that's a nice job. Yeah, they got a wire loose someplace. I mean, it's amazing. But anyhow, enough of that. It's time for some holiday music.
I'll have a...
Christmas
without you.
Mel Blanc.
You feel so blue. You're just thinking about you.
In a minute, you'll hear his mother laughing in the background.
The decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling,
yeah,
that's when those blue memories start calling.
Very talented guy.
This is probably insensitive, isn't it, to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
Making fun of stuttering problems?
Yeah, right. There you go. And again, his mom is in the background. She really enjoyed it, though. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you can't do Mel Blanc and have that makes me just happy as a lark.
Hello.
Good morning, radio station.
Oh.
Hi, hey, boss.
It's Mr. Ben Downs.
Did you know that the reason that Marilyn Monroe had a breathy talk was she was controlling her stuttering?
No, I didn't know
that. Did you know that Joe Biden was a stutterer?
Yeah.
It's very true.
James Earl Jones. As well.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
The voice of Darth Vader stuttered so bad that he did not speak for the first 8 years of his life.
There you go. Luke. Never mind. All right, go ahead. What's up, man? Why are we doing Christmas angel stuff?
So insensitive. That's a new level for even you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
And here I am filled with the milk of human kindness right now.
I hear that the Christmas music is playing out in our out in our atrium. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I wanted to share the update for Christmas Angels with all of the people who helped us over this holiday period. We haven't finished yet. Today is another big day for us. We have about 10 angels that didn't come back that we're going to be filling today, and then we were going to try to see how much money was left and see if we were able to buy coats and jackets for another couple of hundred of the children. So it's a moving target because it's so overwhelming. You know, we ask for the gifts to be brought back on Wednesday. And it's not too late. You can bring them to the radio station if you're running behind. But after today, just keep them at the house, okay? The people will be coming to pick up their gifts for their children starting 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And we've been calling them and telling them that their gifts are ready. It's it's not just come on down and grab something.
Right.
We have everything is laid out. But we called them all yesterday and got a hold of most of them, and we're working on filling in the blanks on the others that we couldn't talk to. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow. Let's see, where was I? I asked this morning, or yesterday evening when we were leaving about 10 o'clock, I asked the worker bees downstairs if they could tell me a few interesting statistics for the radio show tomorrow morning, which is now.
It's numbers from the Elfinettes, then. Huh?
And the...
Elfinettes.
The what?
The Elfinettes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, like elves, little elves, they'd be Elfinettes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, young elves.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember that explanation.
I will.
All right. And so anyway, they told me that downstairs in our toy rooms, thank you, Crystal Park Plaza, for letting us use your rooms downstairs.
Yes.
For 350 bicycles.
Wow.
We had 50 of these kind of, what are these blades?
Wait, let that sink in a minute. 350 bicycles.
That's okay. About $35,000 in bicycles.
Yes, sir, it is.
No, actually, there's some. We have some little kid bicycles that are like $40.
But
so
still, 350 bicycles.
350 bikes.
I can remember when we were doing 350 kids.
Yeah, 350 bicycles is a lot. When you get off the elevator at Crystal Park Plaza, you can smell the rubber tires.
Yes, you can.
And that's, and it's quite a ways away from when you get off the
elevator.
And
that's what Christmas means to us, is the smell of bicycle tires.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does me.
Yep.
Yeah. Kevin, how many did you build yesterday?
We weren't so much going for that as it was how fast can we build them, because we had a lot.
4.5 minutes.
Got it down to 4.5 minutes. That's out of the box. If we had to take it out of the box, it takes about 7.
Yeah.
So if they get one of your 4.5 minute bicycles, I mean, they're not going to collapse or anything. Those are
you don't
built
have any...
and then ridden out to put into the room. Right?
No parts are left over.
Nope. We have all the parts are taken care of. The tires are aired up. Everything's locked down.
Did you guys really have a bicycle yesterday when you took it out of the box? It didn't have a seat.
Yep. We did.
We take care of those things too. And then what else?
Oh, well, Kevin, what are those things that are blades? The boy things, those roller blades, skate blades.
Oh,
or whatever. Razors. Razors. Okay, those are, we had 58 of those that kids asked for and that we were able to buy locally and put in the toy room for them, and 30 easy bake ovens. And
oh, that's awesome.
Quite possibly the coolest little red wagon you've ever seen, too.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. I saw that. I didn't know that they made a radio flyer that you walk behind and push. It's the kid goes in the front, and the parent has, like, lawnmower handlebars in the back, and you can steer it that way. The handlebars in the back
That's
turn.
Cool. That's cool.
So it was pretty good. I thought it was clever last night that some of our employees were so tired that they said, yeah, easy bake ovens were really hot this year. Anyway, I want to thank Jim James, who literally out of the blue called us yesterday and said, hey, can you guys use, you guys need any more money? And, well, what would you say?
So, yeah, well, I think so.
Jim wrote us a check for another $1,000, second $1,000.
Wow,
We really appreciate his generosity. And thank you, Jim. We appreciate it very much. We have a few more cash contributions that are coming in today, and that's great because, like I said, probably about noon today we will have our numbers all finalized and know what we need to do as far as jackets and some cold weather wear for kids. And it's really something. It's really something. We have probably, assuming 3 or 4 presents per kid, you know, we have 3 or 4,000 toys downstairs in our room, and had about 25 people working in there last night, wrapping everything and getting it laid out into the right stack.
I counted 233 bikes before they were going to get a bunch more.
Yeah. Lily ended up buying bikes last night, and she we picked up bikes at 10 o'clock last night. We bought 20 of the little kid bicycles.
Oh, I know what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
No, you'll be pleased. You need to send Lily a thank you note because she bought pre-assembled bicycles.
No, oh, awesome. God love Lily.
All right, there you go.
So anyway, Scott, I hope you have a chance to go down there on your way out today. Probably, I know you went by yesterday, but it's probably about 25% bigger than it was. I'm just bubbling. I mean, we've done this every year, but this year, the people have been extremely generous. It's nice to kind of, you know, see the economy start to pull out, and for people to know that, you know, whatever the politics or the circumstance of the situation is, it's not one of the children's fault. I mean, it doesn't matter whether the parents want to work, don't work, or working hard and just don't make much money. None of it is anything the child can affect. And it's that's kind of what gets us through. We realize that it's all about children. It's all about children at Christmas time, and what better point is there to work for than making a child happy at Christmas time?
I would think that's it. Thank you so much, Mr. Downs. Okay, there you are. It's about 8 till.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale with up to $12,000 off select models currently in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, a select few, $12,000 off, and all must be sold this month at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. It's the Caldwell Country Chevrolet year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, the deals won't last long. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, endorsed by R.C. Slocum.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Marriage counselors Les and Leslie Parrott can remember the precise moment they realized they had captured true love. Do you care to guess where they were and what they were doing at the time? Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. If you answered they were on their honeymoon, you'd be right. And if you guessed they were in a beautiful place, in this case, the Oregon coast, you'd be right on target again. But if you thought they recognized their deep love for one another while walking down a moonlit beach or enjoying a candlelit dinner, well, you'd be far off the mark. In reality, they were sitting on a curb waiting for a locksmith to retrieve their keys out of the locked rental car. And that's the sort of challenge that could have pushed them right into conflict and driven them apart. Instead, it became a defining moment in the Parrott's marriage. Why? Well, Leslie explains. As I sat there, it hit me. I had married a man who loved me deeply, just as I loved him, even when life circumstances weren't perfect. And that's true love. It was a quality they discovered in that difficult moment. And the truth be told, that's usually where most people find it. It's not in the sparks, fireworks, or dizzying passions of new relationship. True love is when people draw close and connect with each other in the midst of life's challenging and often painful moments. For help building a stronger marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:55. A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin signed a 6-year contract extension worth $5 million a year after the A&M System Board of Regents unanimously approved the deal. Deal runs through 2019 with the buyout clause for both Sumlin and the school. Sumlin must pay the school $5 million if he leaves before the end of 2016's season. The school buyout runs, the clause anyway, runs through the length of the contract. Coach Sumlin is 19-6 in 2 seasons with the Aggies, and they're headed to the Chick-fil-A Bowl on December the 31st. All the action is live right here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A&M standout Mike Evans and Jake Matthews earned first-team All-American honors for the Walter Camp Foundation. The organization announced that in conjunction with the Home Depot College Football Awards, where Johnny Manziel held court with the media, and he decided that he'll declare for the NFL. He hasn't decided if he'll declare for the NFL draft, but it kind of sounds like he is.
I'm going to send my draft evaluation in, see how that comes back, and then from there, I think I'll sit down with Coach Whitfield and Coach Sumlin and Coach Favre and have talks with Coach Kingsbury and my family. And it's all about being ready. Are you ready to make that step to the next level with 2 years left on the table to come back and go to school? Just from here on out, main focus is this bowl game. But secondly, I am thinking about this, and it's something that is a decision that I'm going to have to make down the road. But for now, teammates are more important than that, and everything in that regard will play itself out.
Johnny is up for the Heisman yet again, and if he wins, he'll be the only other player to do it besides Archie Griffin to win the award twice. In that same award ceremony, Florida State freshman quarterback Jameis Winston became the Walter Camp Player of the Year, and he won the Davey O'Brien Trophy for the nation's top quarterback. Fellow Heisman finalist Andre Williams of Boston College won the Doak Walker Award, given to the nation's top running back, and Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron captured the Maxwell Award, given to college football's Player of the Year. Peyton Manning threw for 289 yards and 2 touchdowns, but San Diego controlled the ball for almost 39 minutes during the game, and they came out on top 27-20. Texas football coach Mack Brown isn't saying what he's doing after the upcoming Alamo Bowl.
I'm excited about the game. I said we wouldn't talk about me or my future because I am going to have that meeting with Bill and with Steve Patterson. I look forward to that meeting, but we're not going to discuss that anymore today. We're just going to talk about the ball game.
There is a ton of speculation that he would either resign today or be fired today. Brown says that he has yet to talk with the Texas athletic director or the president of the university, Bill Powers, about the job following a disappointing season in which the Longhorns went 8-4 and are on their way to the Alamo Bowl. In the NHL, the Nashville Predators ran off a 3-1 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Dallas has lost 3 of their last 4. And finally, LaMarcus Aldridge had 31 points and a career-high 25 rebounds to lead the Trailblazers to a 111-104 victory over the Houston Rockets. And that's been your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Christmas time is here. Come get your freshly cut Christmas trees now from the Farm Patch under the big red and white tent on University Drive. Noble and Fraser Furs.